and roll generation.
Rock and roll music. Sweet rhythm
and music. 1957 was the invasion from the country. Not another country, not even a war, but the invasion from country music. In 1955, 2 years previous, there had been three charts for a record to make. Popular white, save for an occasional Ink Spots or Duke Ellington hit, rhythm and blues, and country and western. Segregated, separate but equal. When the covers died, the popular list became integrated. In 1957, the whole thing broke down. Songs by Negroes and whites appeared on all three lists. The barriers broke down as C and W, standing for country and western singers, deserted to rock. The lines were redrawn later, but it was totally confusing for a while. Who was a country and western singer? Who was a rock singer? And who was a little bit of each kind of singer? Probably one of the most successful acts to fall smack dab in the middle between country and western and rock and roll were the Everly Brothers. Then also, Buddy Knox did a pretty good job.
Well, all I want is party down. Come along with me, we're feeling wild.
But then there were those who were really country and western singers who didn't quite delve into the rock part quite as much as Buddy Knox and the Everly Brothers did. And they formed something called rockabilly, meaning a cross between rock and roll and hillbilly music. Such stars as Jimmy Rogers. One of the most successful of all the rockabilly tunes that year, though, oddly enough, had a title about singing the blues, and it was recorded by Guy Mitchell. The second most rockabilly tune was done by a gentleman who had been in the country and western field for a long time. That, of course, was Marty Robbins.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1957.
I gotta play this whole stack of records here?
Either one of them.
Either one of those records. He gave me three records for the whole hour. Good morning, this is Bob Raleigh Jr. I'm glad to see that Harv is back from vacation. If he wouldn't make remarks like that, you know, two records for the whole hour. Well, I could turn it into a talk show. What do you mean I do anyway? Come on. Covering the year 1957, the year of my birth.
He's got the little bitty baby.
He's got the whole world in his dishpan hands. 30 degrees in WPGC. This is Bob Raleigh, Jr. It's 10:07. Would you believe that? Happens to be December the 28th.
On Sunday, December 7th, 1941, the sun came up, the bombs came down, and the whole world came apart.
His voice on that commercial was a good buddy of mine, Paul Frees. I used to work with him out on the coast. The guy makes, you know, like $200,000 a year just doing nothing but going from recording studio to recording studio, recording commercials. The dirty, rotten. Speaking of the dirty, rotten. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't have the right switch to.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a second. Back to the beginning of the thing here.
Well, I got one in here if you want to use the one I got in here. You want to use the one I got in here?
Okay. I don't like that one. It's the same one I got in here, I think.
The same one you got in there? Well, let me see. By golly, it is the same one you have in there.
Well, let me use mine then.
You want to use your? Okay, yeah. Go ahead, use it.
Legislation, Congress, fare increase. These are the newsmakers. The story's next.
Well, at last it came out pretty good. Attention, please. Turn us short of 1964 to 1970 Continentals to meet current demand. So you can do about, $500 better if you trade now for a 1971 Continental or a Mark III.
WPGC revised weather, mostly sunny today with highs temperature around 35. Clear tonight with lows about 22. Tomorrow partly cloudy with highs around 36. Your news editor, Leland Guy. This is Harv Moore. It's 30 degrees.
WPGC, sound off.
Smith from 1957. This is Bob Raleigh, Jr. and WPGC. The rock and roll generation through Thursday. Right now, this hour, we're covering the year 1957. 1957 was the year a mother in Montreal had a son who was a doctor, and she used to love to go to the hospital to watch her Canadian son set.
Once I was alone. Sun up from the hills.
doctor was a bone specialist, and he used to put a lot of broken bones, so she used to like to go down to watch her Canadian son set. See? It doesn't help it any. Okay. Bye-bye, love, and anyone else who was listening up to this moment.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance, that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the
John and Phil, the Everly Boys, 1022 for WPGC. This is Bob Brawley Jr., oldies at 11. I'm so used to saying that, I figured I'd just, you know, throw that in anyway. 1957, Margie Raven was available. In 1958, her boyfriend got back from service and, you know, blew the whole scene. Anyway, 30 degrees right now. Course, 1957 was also the year that Patti Page followed up her hit of New Cape Cod with Old Cape Cod.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there, you're sure to fall in love with Old like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with with an ocean view.
You're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you. Miles of green beneath the skies of blue. Church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
That's Patty Page 112. I don't know why I threw that in. I think I'll throw that out. This is Bob Raleigh, Jr. It's 10:26 in the morning. We're covering the year 1957 on the Rock and Roll Generation, which continues through Thursday. 32 degrees. Rest of the weather, mostly sunny today. Highest temperatures, around 35 or so. Clear tonight. Lows down to 22. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. It might hit 36 degrees. They told us Friday to watch out for Monday. And I'm still watching, and I hope it stays the way it is today. Nice and sunny outside, albeit cold. The Willows, 1957.
Side presents presenting the top 100 hits of 1970, Friday, January 1st.
Right now, you're in tune with the Rock and Roll Generation. This hour, presenting 1957. This is Bob Rawley Jr. at 10:30 in the morning with Johnny Mathis. Chances are.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your
this 1957 hit, Chances Are. Bob Rawley Jr., December 28th, Monday on WPGC, the Rock and Roll Generation. 32 degrees, Elvis Presley back in 1957, the Jailhouse Rock.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in an old cell block was dancing to the Jailhouse Rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple
1957. I had just received for Christmas at that time something that was very big in those days. The prediction was, of course, naturally, 78s were going out. They weren't going to make 78 albums. The big thing was, and 33s weren't going to last either, because 45s were they thought, the best package of the time. Remember getting 45 albums, had about, maybe six 45 records in there, with maybe a couple of songs on each, and they came in a nice little box. And I think the biggest thing going at the time was having a radio phono combination, the phono part being a little thing that could play only 45 RPM records, because they thought that was the biggest thing going. And it lasted about 18 months, and then everybody started buying 33s, and of course, there I was with a whole set of albums that I couldn't play on my 45-only record player, and it got junked. It's one of the mementos now, sitting in the Raleigh attic, gathering dust and heaven knows what else. That's what worries me, is the heaven knows what else is gathering up there, One of these days it's gonna walk down the stairs and invade us, I am your master.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me. The story of my life, the moment when your lips met mine, and that first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, then later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, then later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story can start and end, can start and end with you.
Story of my life, Marty Robbins from 1957. Speaking of the story of my life, I don't think we'll talk about the story of my life. It's 32 degrees, 21 minutes before 11 o'clock here in tune with WPGC. This is Bob Raleigh Jr. That takes care of the vital statistics. Miss Molly, Little Richard from 1957, 32 degrees as we cover the rock and roll generation.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1957.
But needless to say, the king was back again. The King Elvis.
Well, the best of my soul was wrong.
He still kept them coming, and he still kept a grinding. And he had everybody all shook up. He sold 2.45 million copies of a song called
I'm All Shook Up.
Well, it seemed like rock and roll was making some progress, and some strong progress at that. Some of the things that happened that year, package rock shows were racially mixed and packed houses appeared everywhere. Serious melees in theaters in Hartford, San Jose, and Atlanta. Theaters were destroyed in London and Sao Paulo, where rock shows were held. 40 of the top 60 songs were classified as rock and roll. Yes, rock and roll was making progress. And then the record company started something brand new. Rock and roll LPs began to appear in quantity. Hardly a country in the world wasn't listening to R&R. Everything was becoming a rock hit. The second most popular record of the year was intended as a spoof of rock and roll by a progressive jazz group, The Diamonds, and their song was entitled Little Darlin'. Well, it looked like a hopeless case if you were an anti-rock and roller. In fact, we can kind of imagine back in the year 1957, after almost two successful years of rock and roll, one anti-rocker saying to himself, "Before I listen to another rock and roll record,
that'll be the day when I die."
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1957. Todd and Phil, the Everly Brothers, had it big in 1957. Another one of their hits was this one, 17 away from 11.
I've been made blue. I've been lied to. When will I be loved? I've been turned down. I've been pushed round. When will I be loved?
When I meet a new
minutes before 11 o'clock at WPGC. This is the Rock and Roll Generation. This is Bob Raleigh, Jr. We're covering the year 1957 this hour. Weather watch. Weather watch. I got out. That's funny. I never noticed my watch was made by a company called Weather. Anyway, mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs around 40. Clear tonight. Lows to about 20 degrees. Tomorrow.
Hey! Hey! I'm going to be the wheel someday. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you. Everything's going to go my way. And I won't need nobody. I'm going to be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you. You can cry. You're a ha 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 ha. You'd be wondering why I don't look at you when I'm rolling by. I'm going to
This is the Rock and Roll Generation for WPGC. This is Bob Raleigh Jr. It's 11 before 11 o'clock. Guy Mitchell from 1957. We covered that year this hour. 32 degrees. Good morning upon you. The number, troubles by the score, every day you love me. Oh, sorry, I get carried away every once in a while. 8 minutes before 11 o'clock, this is Bob Raleigh Jr. at WPGC reviewing the year 1957.
When I was just a little girl with long and silky curls, my mama told me, honey, you've got more than other girls. Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a
good morning upon you. This is Bob Raleigh Jr. in the Rock and Roll Generation from WPGC. This hour, reviewing 1957.
What does brotherhood mean to you? Love your fellow man? As long as he shares your beliefs, your color, your religion, your social level? If so, you've missed the point. Brotherhood. Look it up in your Funkin' Wagnall. And then practice it. Don't just say it.
WPGC.
1957, a good year to take themes from movies, as Vic Damone did with Gigi. Made it into a hit, too. It's 5 in front of 11. Good morning.
Gigi, am I a fool without a mind? Or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why you've been growing up before my eyes.
This is Bob Raleigh Jr. and WPGC. It's 2 minutes before 11 o'clock.
Thank you.
Would you believe it's 11 o'clock? You wouldn't. Well,
WPGC, AM and FM, Morningside, presenting the top 100 hits of 1970, Friday, January 1st.
Wonder who that guy is. Oh, really?